This is the Christ Lutheran Podcast for April 1, 2020. On this day, we pray for everyone who is affected by coronavirus, those who are staying at home, those who are working to provide, those who are working to heal and care for others, those who are suffering from illness, that they may recover. We pray for our community, our country, and the people of the world, that the Lord would watch over us and care for us. We pray for those who mourn, those who fight any kind of illness, cancer, or disease, for those facing surgery, and for those rehabilitating. We pray especially for our soldiers, policemen, firefighters, and medical workers. The Lord Almighty grant us a quiet night and a peace at the last. Amen. It is good to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praise to your name, O Most High, to herald your love in the morning, your truth at the close of the day. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. We pause for self-examination. Holy and gracious God, I confess that I have sinned against you this day. Some of my sin I know, the thoughts and words and deeds of which I am ashamed, but some is known only to you. In the name of Jesus Christ, I ask forgiveness. Deliver and restore me, that I may rest in peace. By the mercy of God, we are redeemed by Jesus Christ, and in him we are forgiven. We rest now in his peace and rise in the morning to serve him. Amen. The 139th Psalm. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from afar. You search out my path and my lying down, and are acquainted with all my ways. Even before a word is on my tongue, behold, O Lord, you know it altogether. You hem me in behind and before, and lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high, I cannot attain it. Where shall I go from your spirit, or where shall I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, and the light about me be night, even the darkness is not dark to you. The night is bright as the day, for darkness is as light with you. For you form my inward parts. You knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was being made in secret, intricately woven in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed substance. In your book were written every one of them. The days that were formed for me, when as yet there were none of them. How precious to me are your thoughts, O God! How vast is the sum of them! If I would count them, they are more than the sand. I awake, and I am still with you. Oh, that you would slay the wicked, O God! O men of blood, depart from me! They speak against you with malicious intent. Your enemies take your name in vain. Do I not hate those who hate you, O Lord? And do I not loathe those who rise up against you? I hate them with complete hatred. I count them my enemies. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me, and know my thoughts, and see if there be any grievous way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Our reading is from the 21st chapter of St. John. When they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Feed my lambs." He said to him a second time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Tend my sheep." He said to him the third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep. Truly, truly, I say to you, when you were young, you used to dress yourself and walk wherever you wanted. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands, and another will dress you and carry you where you do not want to go." This he said to show by what kind of death he was to glorify God. And after saying this, he said to him, "Follow me." This is the gospel.
Into your hands, O Lord, I commend my spirit. Into your hands, O Lord, I commend my spirit. You have redeemed me, O Lord, God of truth. Into your hands I commend my spirit. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Into your hands I commend my spirit.
Our readings today have been from the English Standard Version of Scripture, and our service has been the Compline Service from the Lutheran Service Book. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Regret can be a really hard thing to live down. Have you ever really wanted a do-over in life, but the damage you had done was far too great to get that second chance or that do-over? Maybe there was a time in life that you busted up some property or lost a lot of money in an investment because you acted too late or too soon. Maybe what we're talking about is a relationship or a friendship where you did something that caused your friend to leave you in the dust, or you made a critical error in a relationship that broke trust that you were trying to build up. Life is not like a sitcom, where everything that went wrong resets by the next episode, and everything starts out the way it was. It's not like the movie Groundhog Day, where you get chance after chance after chance to do over your day and make everything right. At Jesus' Last Supper with his disciples, he reported to Peter a dangerous event in Peter's life. "Simon, Simon, behold, Satan demanded to have you, that he might sift you like wheat. But I have prayed for you that your faith may not fail. And when you have turned again, strengthen your brothers." Peter seemed surprised. He said, "Lord, I'm ready to go with you both to prison and to death." Jesus said, "I tell you, Peter, the rooster will not crow this day until you deny 3 times that you know me." Is there some pivotal day in your life, some pivotal week that you wish you could go back to, where you could tell yourself what to do to change everything, to make it all better? When I think of God's perspective, I think of God sitting outside of time and being able to see all the points on our timeline, so he knows everything that is going to happen. For us, the best we could do would be to think of someone peering down from the corner of a building and seeing 2 bicycles riding right at each other toward the corner. You want to do something about preventing them colliding, but humanly speaking, you can't. You know it's going to happen. Now, God can prevent such things, and we pray often that he would deliver us. But in this event, he knew what Peter was going to do and let him experience the full gravity of the event. Have you ever let down a friend? Probably Peter's worst day to this point was when he had followed those who had taken Jesus prisoner. He sat in the courtyard waiting as Jesus was cross-examined. There's this fire in the courtyard and they're sitting down together. Peter is there, perhaps warming his hands. A servant girl noticed that she recognized Peter, and she said, "This man also was with him." Peter denied it. "Woman, I do not know him," Peter said. Someone else saw him and called him on it. And Peter said, "Man, I am not." After about an hour, another pressing Peter said, "Certainly, this man also was with him, for he too is a Galilean." But Peter said, "Man, I do not know what you are talking about." And immediately while he was still speaking, the rooster crowed. Then something happens which is not recorded in all the Gospels. It's an amazing detail. Apparently where Peter was sitting, Jesus was visible to him and Peter was visible to Jesus. What happens is a powerful reminder that God knows us and is familiar with all the aspects of our lives and sees everything, but is made very personal when Jesus, from his position, looks directly at Peter. It says that Peter remembered how Jesus had said, "Before the rooster crows today, you will deny me 3 times. In grief and repentance, it says that Peter went out and wept bitterly. Chances are in work, in social situations, in relationships, in friendships, maybe even in church life, sometimes our interactions with people can produce difficult, heart-wrenching, and bitter experiences. Our emotions and our consciences can tear at us, even cause us to lose sleep. We might bring to mind the words of Hosea chapter 6 for this situation. "Come, let us return to the Lord. He has torn us, that he may heal us. He has struck us down, and he will bind us up." As we search our hearts and minds to try to deal with such things, with the ways that we interact with people, we can have regrets. As we consider our sins in life, what God knows about us, and our relationship with our Heavenly Father, we might recall the words of 1 John. There it says, "If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar and his word is not in us." These are challenging and serious words for us, but we need to return to Peter and reflect how our Lord interacted with him after he had risen from the dead. When they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Feed my lambs." He said to him a second time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" He said to him, Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said to him, Tend my sheep. He said to him the third time, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, Do you love me? And he said to him, Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you. Jesus said to him, Feed my sheep. Did you catch that just as Peter had denied Jesus three times, now our Lord accepted Peter's repentance, and in his grace and mercy gave Peter three opportunities to demonstrate he really did love and revere Jesus. This should be instructional for us, because God's ways are not our ways. People are not like God. So often when someone does one small thing or even one egregious thing, we're quick to say, Okay, I'm done. And then we cut ourselves off completely from them. We shun them. We despise them. Or maybe that has happened to you. And you feel alone like Peter did in the courtyard before he knew that he had Jesus' full and complete forgiveness. Yes, God's ways are not our ways. God is gracious and merciful. He forgives our sins through his Son, Jesus Christ. He gave us chance after chance. He binds up our wounds, and when we confess our sins, he restores us. We will never stop being his own. Maybe there is someone in your life that you need to forgive. Maybe you've kept them on the hook for their sins. Consider that and reflect on that, because God hasn't operated that way in your life. And thankfully, he has not done so. Jesus has loved us. Our Father in heaven has loved us with a love that only the most gracious and loving Father could love us with. We might consider the Father's overwhelming mercy and generosity when we think of the parable of the prodigal son. And I have to end by saying that not only did Peter revisit his true reverence for our Lord, but Jesus said, Truly, truly I say to you, when you were young, you used to dress yourself and walk wherever you wanted. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands, and another will dress you and carry you where you do not want to go. This was to indicate that Peter would one day also go to his death for Jesus being crucified himself. Most Christians will not face things like this, but it just demonstrates Peter's powerful devotion to his Lord Jesus. God restored Peter out of his worst day, and he restores us in life too. He forgives our sins and gives us second chance after second chance. So if you have failed in life at some point, take heart. Let go of sin. Pray for the forgiveness and the peace which only God can give. Let go of that regret and rest on your Savior Jesus, who restores you and gives you life. Amen. Now may the peace which passes all understanding keep our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.
Hear my prayer, O Lord. Listen to my cry. Keep me as the apple of your eye. Hide me in the shadow of your wings. In righteousness I shall see you. When I awake, your presence will give me joy.
Lord Heavenly Father, on this day we pray for everyone who is affected by coronavirus, those who are staying at home, those who are working to provide, those who are working to heal and care for others, those who are suffering from illness, that they may recover. We pray for our community, our country, and the people of the world, that you would watch over us and care for us. We pray, O Lord, for those who mourn, those who fight any kind of illness, cancer, or disease, for those facing surgery, and for those rehabilitating. Lord, this day we pray especially for our soldiers, policemen, firefighters, and medical workers. We pray, O Lord, that you would help our government to make good decisions for the benefit of our people. O Lord, support us all the day long of this troubled life until the shadows lengthen and the evening comes and the busy world is hushed, the fever of life is over, and our work is done. Then, Lord, in your mercy, grant us a safe lodging and a holy rest and peace at the last. Be our light in the darkness, O Lord, and in your great mercy, defend us from all perils and dangers of this night. Visit our dwellings, O Lord, and drive from them all the snares of the enemy. Let your holy angels dwell with us to preserve us in peace, and let your blessing be on us always. Eternal God, the hours both of day and night are yours, and to you the darkness is no threat. Be present, we pray, with those who labor in the hours of the night, especially those who watch and work on behalf of others. Grant them diligence in their watching, faithfulness in their service, courage in danger, and competence in emergencies. Help them to meet the needs of others with confidence and compassion. Abide with us, Lord, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent. Abide with us and with your whole church. Abide with us at the end of the day, at the end of our life, at the end of the world. Abide with us with your grace and goodness, with your holy word and sacrament, with your strength and blessing. Abide with us when the night of affliction and temptation comes upon us, the night of fear and despair, the night when death draws near. Abide with us and with all the faithful, now and forever. Amen. Taught by our Lord and trusting his promises, we are bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Guide us waking, O Lord, and guard us sleeping, that awake we may watch with Christ, and asleep we may rest in peace. Lord, now you let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. Mine own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people. A light to reveal you to the nations, and the glory of your people Israel. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Guide us waking, O Lord, and guard us sleeping, that awake we may watch with Christ, and asleep we may rest in peace. The Almighty and Merciful Lord, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, bless you and keep you. Amen. Alas, and did my Savior bleed, and did my Sovereign die? Would he devote that sacred head for such a worm as I? Was it for crimes that I had done he groaned upon the tree? Amazing pity, grace unknown, and love beyond degree. The smite I hide, my blushing face, while his dear cross appears. Dissolve my heart in thankfulness, and melt mine eyes to tears. But drops of grief can ne'er repay the debt of love I owe. Here, Lord, I give myself away. 'Tis all that I can do.
Peace be with you.